what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. Hi, ladies. Today's episode is entitled, It's Okay to Be Submissive. Jeannie Ma Speaks Out. This episode came about because it's on Instagram. And I don't watch TV, you guys, okay? So I was on Instagram, and I seen people posting the whole Jeannie Ma talking about submitting to, is it Yeezy that she with? I don't fucking know his damn name. It's been a long time, all right? Because I get him and Jadakiss confused. So I think it's Yeezy. I think that's who she dated. I don't know. But anyways, she's engaged to him now, okay? All my real black folks into rap music, don't get mad at me because I don't remember the nigga name, okay? But, so she's on the real talk show, and she's on there, and she said that she wants to be submissive to her husband. She said, I, Jeannie Ma, you know, so she wants to be submissive to her husband. That's what she said. All right, I'm going to play the clip right here because I ain't going to know every word, get every word she said right, but insert here. Enjoy.
So I'm going to say right here that I, Jeannie Mai, going into my marriage, I want to submit to my man. Let me explain. When I hear this definition, like you just said, Adrian, submitting has a negative connotation. It means that you are less important, you are lower than that person that you're submitting to. It usually can be like, you know, referenced as somebody who works lower than you, and that's not what I'm referring to here.
Yeah,
but what I really learned in my life for my definition of marriage, I'm not saying what I want works for everybody, I'm saying for me, right. I'm a very dominant woman. I own my business, I lead my teams, I played my own manager, my own publicist, my own lawyer when I didn't have money to have those people. So I make the decisions in my life. When I come home, I like the idea that my man leads us. That doesn't mean that in this case, Jay makes all the decisions for us. That doesn't mean that when he says, how are we spending our money or where are we moving, that I just say, yes, sir, or yes, your honor. Like, it's not that. It's a, you know what? I think that we would do best here. I want to do this. And he takes the decision. He formulates it with our overall vision, and he leads us. And I like to submit to that. I don't want to lead in our household and in our marriage. I want him to lead, and I have all the essence of what I bring as a wife to make that decision, but that I love that my husband will be the man that leads. I like that structure in a marriage, and I look forward to that because, girls, it's tiring being the boss of me. It's tiring leading all the time.
It is.
In my life.
All the time.
And I come
it's
home,
tired to
I
be the boss of that all the time.
When you are coupled with a man, men inherently, if you got a good man, want to lead and want to protect you. I'm gonna tell you from experience, if you dominate so much that you actually kind of take over in your own household, that you don't give him room to feel like a man, fill in the blank however you want, you strip him of being able to do what it is he does well, and it changes the dynamic of your
relationship in ways that you may not have expected.
I don't know about that, Jeannie.
I don't think that's true for everyone. I don't think that's true for everyone.
I'm saying it was true for, I'm talking about my own experience. In my experience, I need to let, there are areas where a man has to be able to have room to lead. And if you try to take over on everything, he's like, where am I, what areas are we leaning on me to just be who I want to be in this relationship?
So, basically, she was saying that with the life that she lives, she's very dominant, like, at for work and everything like that. And she calls the shots. But when she comes home, she doesn't want to have to do that. She wants to be a girly girl. She wants her man to be the one that makes the decisions, you know. And the thing that was fucking everybody up is because black women, all right, I'm sorry, black women, but I got to get in your ass, okay? Black women are the only fucking race of women. Now, this is going to sound fucked up. I don't care. And, are the only race of women that has this in their fucking mind that, oh, because I submit to him, he's my superior, and whatever he says goes. If he says jump, I say how high, and blah, 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 and I need to say so, and I fought for equal rights. You know what I mean? Like, sweetheart, calm the fuck down, my nigga. Calm down. You fought for equal rights? Yes, man. Well, first of all, I ain't fighting for equal shit. I just want to put that out there, because the nigga told me that the other day. I had to tell him, that wasn't me, baby. That wasn't me. Okay. But when it comes down to fighting for equal rights, you fought for equal rights as for when it comes to working, okay? When it comes to having a say-so in the overall real world, okay? But when it comes to your relationship, your marriage, you know, someone has to be the more dominant one, all right? So we're going to use the word submissive because everybody getting all tight, getting their motherfucking coochie balled up when you say that word, and they motherfucking draws up their ass. It's a big deal when you say submissive, so we ain't gonna say that. But someone has to be the dominant one. Like I say on this channel all the time, it has to be feminine energy, it has to be masculine energy for it to balance out. Y'all both can't be in this bitch having a dick slinging contest. Like, it's not gonna work. I'm sorry, it's just not gonna work. So, black women, and you know, there's a black girl on her show. I think her name is Lani, or whatever. And there was another black girl up there the time they did it. Don't remember her name. I know she's an actor, okay? I don't watch TV like that. And then you got the little Spanish bitch. And I'm sorry, but Spanish, Dominican, all y'all still consider black in my mindset, okay? Especially her, because she grew up in, what, the Bronx or something like that. So she grew up basically in the urban culture, just like we did. So she seen the same type of shit that we seen. So that's why she like, I ain't submitting to no nigga. The problem here is that black women feel like they always gotta be the queen, okay? They gotta run shit. They need to have a say-so. You need to run that past me. And that's why half of y'all is baby mamas and not married, okay? And yeah, I ain't got a ring on my finger, baby. I'm still young, okay? I'm living my best life. But when I get married, I'm gonna let y'all know. But yeah, that's why half of y'all are baby mamas and y'all ain't got a damn ring, because y'all don't know how to let the man lead. You always gotta breathe down his fucking neck or give your fucking opinion for every damn thing. He didn't ask you. Like, he didn't ask you. And y'all quick to throw y'all... I seen somebody fighting over a fucking bill the other day. I was... Oh, my God. It looked like a couple was on a date, right? And Shorty was fighting over the bill with him. And in public, at that, like, just... And I'm just like, is she serious? You gotta be shitting me. You go ahead, baby. You pay that bill, baby. Thank you. Shit. But anyways, back to what the whole thing was about Jeannie Ma. What Jeannie Ma is basically saying is that she runs shit outside, you know, in the real world, because y'all fought for equal rights so she can have, you know, make the same amount of money as a man and blah, 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 have her own business, da, 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 da. So she's saying outside in the real world, yeah, she doing her shit, okay? She the boss. And when she come home, it's more like, yo, I wanna live stress-free. Like, you ever see a woman when she's in her masculine energy in a relationship? That bitch is stressed the fuck out. Like, we gonna get into that, but that bitch is stressed the fuck out. So she's saying when she come home, she like, you know what, Jeezy? Is it Yeezy, Jeezy? I don't know the nigga name. You know what, Jeezy? I ain't shit. But you know what, Jeezy? She said she bring up an example of them moving. Well, babe, I don't want to live in New York anymore, okay? I want to go down south. I want to go to either, you know, Georgia, Florida, Texas. And he's like, okay, you know, I could do Florida. You know, I could do Georgia. I could do, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she lets him, this is the example she gave, she let him sit there and, you know, take in what her opinion was and what he think is best. And they meet at a common ground. And he comes up with the conclusion. So basically, okay, I want to move to Georgia, Florida, or Texas. And he's like, I could do Florida. I could do Georgia. I don't really know about Texas. You get what I'm saying? So then he might go in his little office and he might think, okay, well, if I go to Florida, I'm not going to make that much money. You know, blah, blah, blah. Georgia, I'll make more money. I'll make more money if we go to Atlanta. This will work. This way is both of us be happy. So he come back, babe, okay, I thought about what you said, and I think that we should look at some apartments or some houses. Well, they got money, so they better not be doing no damn apartment. Some houses in Atlanta. Get what I'm saying? He took in her consideration when he made his decision. It wasn't, oh, I don't give a fuck what the fuck you got to say, bitch. We going to Texas, get your shit, let's go. It wasn't like that. And that's where a lot of black women got to get that shit out of their head, because y'all so used to letting bum-ass niggas lead y'all. Y'all used to letting bum-ass niggas lead y'all down the fucking rabbit hole, my nigga, that you feel like if you let that man make a decision, then now he's the boss of you and you don't have a say-so. That's not how this works. If you look at every marriage, especially the older ones, okay, the older marriage, right, you will always see that the kid may come to the dad and ask the dad, can I get da-da-da-da? And he say, did you tell your mom? Did you ask your mom? Just like when the kid may come to the mom and tell the mom what they want, she gonna say, did you ask your dad? And then guess what? Later on, when them two are alone, they're gonna talk about what the fuck the kids ask, and then they're gonna come with a damn conclusion. Like, and that's what it is. Either he'll be the one to deliver it to little Tommy, or she'll be the one to deliver it to little Tommy. Who gives a fuck? And depending on who the wife may be, like me, I'm gonna be like, you go tell him. I make him look like the bag, make him deliver the message. You know what I mean? That way, I don't, like, I'm always running shit. Let him, you know what I mean? Go ahead. Do you? You know what I'm saying? There's still equal there. You're still equal when it comes to making the decision. You get what I'm saying? But it's not all on her, is what she's trying to say. You know what I'm saying? And there's some women that feel like, okay, me personally, I can't do the 50-50 shit, all right? But it's some women that feel like, you know, I gotta hold my weight. I gotta pull my weight around here, because if I don't, then he's able to say, oh, he did this and he did that and he dragged me in. But you know what I'm saying? Like, feel like they're less than him if he takes care of everything. But at the end of the day, that's what a man is supposed to do. Hello? The fuck? And Jeannie even said, you know, when she was talking, she was saying that, you know, when you look at marriages, because she said from growing up, her mother, like, ruled the house or whatever. And the father really didn't have a say-so. And when he did say something, you know, it was like he only said something if he knew it was going to cause a conflict. He was just like, all right, man, do whatever you want, because he didn't want to argue. He didn't want to go back and forth with her. You know what I'm saying? So she said she felt like seeing that, she noticed that her dad felt less than a man. Right? And what else did she say? I'm trying to remember what she said. Gotta play it over, but she said she felt like her dad felt less than a man. He didn't really have a say-so there. And when y'all look at a lot of marriages that's like that, you wonder why he's cheating on your ass. Yep. I said it. You wonder why your man trades you in for a newer model, okay? Bitch, y'all got married. Y'all been together for years. Y'all both fucking 45, let's say. And when he cheating on you, he cheating on you with a 20-year-old. Or 22-year-old. Or he leave you and get with a bitch that's in her 20s. Shit. Just made 18, 19. Why is that? Because you don't make him feel like he's a man. You don't make him feel like he has a say-so. Just because, you know, you letting him take the lead doesn't mean that you don't have any say-so here. Doesn't mean you're less important to him. Okay? Like, I don't get... It's only black women, though. It's only black, matter of fact, let me fix that. It's only black American women. Okay? Because Caribbeans, Africans, damn sure Africans, they don't have this problem. It's only black American women that sees the issue in that. Y'all want to be queen so fucking much, you can't be a princess? Like, you can't be a princess? You can't do that? What the fuck? You know... And, okay, that's what I was trying to say. And, you know, when you look at relationships, that's what she said. She said, when you look at relationships where the woman is, hopefully I'm not rambling on and on, okay, y'all, because I know I don't write shit down. But when you look at relationships when the woman is the one, you know, having a say-so, as in, like, the 50-50 or running the castle, some may say, you will see that the respect she has for her man is fucking 6 feet under. The respect, she don't really give a fuck. Like, I'm not saying she don't give a fuck. She love him, yeah. But you see that she would talk to him in any kind of way. She just, like, the respect she has for him is slim. You see that she's always stressed the fuck out. I'm trying to tell you. You will see that, okay? Because guess what? Women as already, we have a bigger job title than them. And I'm not talking about in the real, I'm talking about in the household. okay? You cooking, you're cleaning, you done birth kids, you gotta change diapers, you gotta take care of kids, you gotta do homework. You know what I mean? And then now you gotta put up some money too. And now you gotta chase behind him, make sure he's doing X, Y, and Z right. And whatnot. That shit is stressful. Why you have to do all that? And this is the case where independent women be alone. This is why. You can be independent and still have someone help you. Like, black women are only women that you would see walking down the street covered in the grocery store, got all these motherfucking bags in their hands, and don't want a nigga to help them with shit. What the fuck? Like, do y'all get something out of proving that you can do what he can do? Is that what you get out of it? Like, yes, I can do this shit myself, but you're here now. So you're going to help me. Thank you. You're so cute, baby. Yeah. The fuck? You supposed to add value, motherfucker. Like, so they were so quick to breathe down Jeannie Mom's fucking neck and sit up here and say, you know, I'm not doing that, and I like the way my relationship is. I got say-so here. And we're building together, Miss Bob the building-ass bitch. You know, but you wonder why these black men don't be with black women. Yeah, I fucking said it. Look at her. She got a whole black... Yeah, that's a black man from the hood, my nigga. And he's actually a good guy from what she shows. You know what I mean? The stuff that he does. You didn't see him? I haven't seen him with no black girl. I never seen Jeezy dating anybody. Okay? And he got money. You wonder why these football players, these basketball players, high-value black men, most of the time don't be with black women. Because of that shit right there. That's why. My ex-boyfriend was just telling me how his uncle was married and he felt like he didn't have a say-so when it came to the relationship with his wife. His wife would talk to him any old kind of fucking way or whatever. And, you know, and he just said he had enough of that shit and he left her. They're getting a divorce. And guess who he with now? A young bitch. A young bitch that he could feel like, oh, I can teach her something. I can show her something. She's going to value me. I can feel like I'm the man. She doesn't have it all figured out. That's why I'm coming at. That's why these niggas be getting young girls. Okay? That's why. You keep asking why are independent women single? Go ask Jeannie Ma. Because she trying to school y'all bitches, but y'all getting mad. Because she independent. She got money, but she got a man. First of all, her and fucking Jeezy weren't even together that long. And she secured that ring, bitch, okay? She secured that ring, bitch, okay? So y'all need to take some tips out of Miss Jeannie my book. Because clearly, y'all been doing it wrong, okay? Y'all over here thinking this y'all wop that's going to get y'all married. That's what y'all thinking is going to get y'all married is y'all wop. That's what y'all think. I don't cook, I don't clean. But let me tell you how I got this ring. Bitch, please. That's why you're going through a divorce. No shade. Matter of fact, all tea, all shade, all offense. Shit, I said it. I don't give a fuck. Another thing I wanted to get into with being submissive. A lot of people think that when it comes to you being submissive to your husband, it's like you're waiting on him hand and foot. Like, you know, how can I say this? Like, you're serving him, you're cooking for him when he comes in the house and, you know, rubbing his feet. Like, you know, like you're like being a slave, I guess you could say. Like, that's the ideal that they have, is like you being a slave. However, and this is one thing I want to get in your head too. If you marry a man, right? Now, I ain't married, but I'm just saying. If you marry a man, and you don't have to deal with the stress and the headache of having to pay bills or the stress and the headache of working a motherfucking night shift, 12 hours. I'm talking myself and shit. 12-hour job or just killing yourself, clocking in. You know what I mean? You get to be a housewife and you get to work on your business, or he allows you to go to school and he take care of everything. He provides for you, protects you, whatever. What is the problem with when he comes home that there is a meal there? Like, that's what I'm trying to understand. Because you know what the problem is? The reason why y'all want to do that shit is because y'all did it for bum-ass, dusty-ass niggas. Yep, that's why. Because y'all been housewives for a man that ain't even give you a fucking title. Yep, I say that's what it is. That's the problem. So y'all feel like, well, I got to cook, well, I got to clean, da-da-da, because you was doing it for the wrong motherfucker. That's why you feel that way now. That's what it is. And I feel like you should treat people how you want to be treated. Like, when I had a boyfriend, if I was at his house and he went to work and I was off or whatever, when he came in the house, there was food. Like, I cooked. But I wasn't like, oh, I'm cooking for him. I'm catering to, you know, I mean, I'm going to cater to my man, of course. But it's not like, oh, I have to cook. Like, you know, no, I don't have to cook. But I feel like if he just worked fucking whatever hours he just worked, he should come home and this should be food. Right? Like, wouldn't you want that for yourself? Y'all act like it's a problem to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? The way my mother, I can say this, my mother was submissive to a certain degree. Like, my mom showed me how you're supposed to treat a guy. Like, you know, your boyfriend, whatever case may be. You know, my mother showed me that. And there's some women that don't know that. When I say show me, I mean as in, like, you know, you'd be the one that get up and make his plate. And you bring him his juice before you eat. You know, little stuff like that. You don't put his food on a plastic plate and plastic fucking forks and shit like that. You put on a big plate, the real actual plate, and you feed him. And you make sure he got enough stuff. And you get him, you make sure he's set first before you eat. You know what I'm saying? When you go out, y'all at a cookout or whatever, you be the one to make his plate. Like, little stuff like that. But this generation don't even fucking know that shit. Y'all don't even know that shit. So I would say my mother wasn't submissive. Like, she, you know, she cooked, she cleaned, blah, blah, she fed him, da-da, she was there for him, she listened to him, da-da-da. But my mother's problem was always, she always had to jump in and take the lead. Like, I don't know if she was just scared of a man leading her, whatever the case may be. Maybe she just like all other black girls, like, you ain't about to lead me down the black hole because we did it for the wrong motherfucking niggas. But yeah, what is the issue for that? I feel like a lot of y'all have a problem with being submissive because you were submissive to the wrong men. And if you get a man that does everything he's supposed to do as your husband, what the fuck is the problem? What's the problem? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. It ain't you being a slave, mama. It's not you being a slave. Because he might say he a fucking slave. He working all these motherfucking hours, doing all this shit, buying you all this shit, making sure you good, y'all got a roof over your head, and you don't even give a motherfucking a thank you or a kiss when he come in, or a motherfucking play he come in, this bitch ain't no food in this bitch. And you give him McDonald's and shit. Like, he might feel like that. Now, I'm not saying you gotta cook all the time. But if he can come in the house, it should be some food, my nigga. Even if you got to go out and get some cooked food from a restaurant or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So what is the issue? What is the issue? So moral of the story is nothing wrong with being submissive to your man. As long as he doesn't make you feel like you're underneath him, you know, you're beneath him and you don't have a say-so and he's your master, which a real man will never make you feel that way. A real man will never put you down. A real man will always uplift you. He will always protect and provide for you. So you wouldn't have that problem. And everybody keeps saying, well, if he is a leader and, you know, he makes me feel secure, he makes me feel safe, I have no problem with submitting to him. And you know that's black women, right? And I'm black and I'm saying that shit. I don't give a fuck. It's black women that's saying that because y'all let too many dusty bum ass niggas lead the fucking way. Y'all out here being submissive to the motherfucking drug dealer on the corner. And you wonder why you having the problems that you having. Okay? Y'all get a good guy and you gotta put him through all these motherfucking trials and tribulations to prove himself to you. Why you ain't put that motherfucking nigga on the corner through that shit? Oh. Okay. Everybody should go through that shit so you know who's for you and who ain't for you. You done been hurt so many times by the drug dealers, you get a real good guy, now you testing this nigga all crazy. You should have tested them motherfuckers. Everybody gonna get a test. You get a test. Oh, okay. It shouldn't have just been, well, I done been through so many of them that now I got somebody that already proved himself and I ain't trying to let him lead. He already proved himself to you. So anyways, yeah, it's always black women saying that bullshit. Oh, well, if he's a leader and he makes me feel secure and safe, then I don't mind being submissive. If he ain't a leader and he don't make you feel secure and safe, why he your boyfriend? Like, if you make somebody your boyfriend, They have to have them qualities. If you make somebody your motherfucking husband, they have to have them qualities. Then you should not have a problem with being submissive. Is he and somebody that the master that motherfucking art, they make it seem as if the man is making a decision, but after all, you the one making a decision. That's a skill, baby. We'll get into that another day. But that's a skill, okay? So there's nothing wrong with being submissive. It's really not. And I'm not saying kiss the ground that this motherfucker walk on, okay? But I'm saying let him have a say-so. Let him take care of you. Let him lead. That's what I'm saying. You don't always have to say something. Shut the fuck up sometimes. Like, I'm getting annoyed with this. And, you know, it's okay for me to say this shit because I've been in situations like this already. Like, I done dated somebody that let me down a motherfucking black hole. And after that, I left him. But after that, I just started being real choosy with who I decided to make my boyfriend. Because I don't want to have to challenge you. But if I see you doing some shit, I'm not going to let you kill me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not happening. So I'm testing niggas from the rip. I'm testing you for the rip. Like, you gotta come fully equipped, baby. I'm testing you from the rip before I even give you that title. Because once I give you that title, I want to be able to sit in my feminine energy. I want to be able to sit in my feminine. When I have to make decisions and I have to tell them how to do some shit and I got to step in and fix a motherfucking problem and I got to step in and pay bills and I got to step in and feed this nigga because he ain't got no fucking money and take him to work. And when I'm in that masculine energy, it stresses me the fuck out. I'm sorry, it does. It does, okay? It really does. And you know what? I didn't learn that until I got older. When I was younger, I always seen women like, oh, I ain't submitting to no nigga, and I'm da-da-da-da, and blah-blah-blah. And I started thinking that that's how we supposed to be. Like, that's the worst part about black women trying to learn how to be feminine, because we done been programmed that we supposed to be strong. And it's not, we are supposed to be strong. You get what I'm saying? But supposed to be strong, independent black queens. Like, so what the man supposed to do? You get what I'm saying? We supposed to do everything, but what he supposed to do? So, growing up, I just always thought that's how it was supposed, you know, that's how I'm supposed to be. That I ended up in situations where I would just, like, stress the fuck out because I got to keep tabs on him, make sure he doing this and do this and da-da-da-da. And I'm the one bending over backwards to help this motherfucker. And he chilling. Like, I'm not your mother, my nigga. I'm not your mother. That's your mother's job to raise you. Now you got me doing that. And these black men think that that's what he's supposed to do. No. We're not. No. It's not happening over here, Captain. Shit, not I said the cat, okay? So, I didn't learn that until I got older. And I started, because I remember when I was younger, it was this guy. I was probably like 19, 18. And this guy, he was older than me. He had a car, you know. He was doing his little thing. He had a job, whatever. I was working at an ice cream store, bitch. I wasn't making no money. I was probably making like $7 an hour. And I remember he really liked me. I mean, he's still crazy with me. He always said he gonna marry me and shit. But anyways, so I remember we were sitting in the car and he was telling me how he wanted my boyfriend, da da da. And he was like, you know, I just want to take care of you and I just want to provide for you. And me being around all the black women I was around, Miss Strong, Independent Queens, I was like, I don't need a nigga to take care of me, nigga. I got this. Shit. Me now, I'm like, oh, okay. Shit. Thank you. But me having that mindset and growing up around that, it put me in situations where I was the dominant one all the time. And it was stressing me the fuck out. It was stressing me out. Like I had to learn from that experience. And then I end up getting with somebody who was able to take the lead, you know, and when he's about to make a decision, I'm already on it. Like, no, don't do this. Do this. And he's like, oh, I got it. I know. You know, and I felt like it made him feel some type of way because I was always like, you know, before he get the chance to even speak or make a decision, I'm right there like, no, we doing this. I'm not even giving him a chance because I don't want him to lead me down the rabbit hole like the other bum-ass niggas that I dealt with. That's what I'm saying. You need to test these men ahead of time to make sure they had them qualifications so that when you do become the girlfriend, you could rest in your feminine energy. Okay? Like, and it's something I'm still working on because I even catch myself, like, now, let's say the other day, I went on a date, right? This probably wasn't the other day, probably like a couple weeks ago. I went out on a date, right? And me and the guy in the car, and he was driving on the right lane, right? It was like the furthest right lane, right? And the lane started to come to an end, right? And it, I didn't know if he was going to make a right turn or if he was going to go straight or not. But the lane started coming to an end or whatever. And I knew he was supposed to be going straight. But I know what the fuck he was doing either. And I didn't want him to hit the curb. So in my mind, I was about to be like, you know, you don't see that curve right there? Like, you know, be careful. You know, but then before I could say it, he already moved over into the left lane. And I said to him, I was about to say, where are you going? And I started laughing. He was like, oh, you thought I was going to the right? But little things like that is me learning that I have to let the man take the lead because he knew where he was going. He knew what he was doing. And I know it's something so simple, but he knew what he was going. He knew what he was doing. Now, if I would have been like, watch out, stop doing that. Da-da-da. You know, he'd have been like, damn, chill, I got it, you know? So that's just something little that happened to me probably a couple weeks ago. And from then on, when I'm dealing with the guy I'm dealing with now, like, I don't say much, you know? Like, we have conversations and stuff like that and whatnot, but I try not to to make too many decisions. I try to let him do it, and I try to just sit back and, you know, listen to what he got to say. And then if it comes to a point where I can put my input on it, give my opinion, okay, cool. But I'm basically trying not to breathe down his throat and not let him get a word out, you know? That's what I'm trying to say. So, y'all need to stop bashing Jeannie Ma, okay? Like, y'all taking this whole not submitting to a man thing too far. Like, honestly, it's to the point, and I don't mean to be so, like, explicit, but it's to the point that I know women that be like, I don't give head on my knees because I don't like the feeling of him looking down on me. Like, I just feel like that's too submissive. Like, they gotta lay in the bed right next to him so they can feel equal to suck his dick. Like, what the... What? Like, y'all see how fucked up y'all brain is? When you are being submissive to this man and you do stuff like that, you the one with the power. You the one with the power because you making him feel, you stroking his ego, you making him feel like he a man. So he gonna do anything and everything for you. Because you giving him that feeling. Y'all better get it together, yo. Get it together, my nigga. Please get it together. So I guess I'm entitled is, it is okay to submit. It's okay to be submissive. Okay. All right. As always, ladies, keep it classy. And tune in for next episode, okay? This wasn't on my agenda to record this, you know, so this gonna be a bonus. But yeah. Later. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, spirit. I promise you. I keep myself up. Remain the same shit.